This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
How do you feel about Jed Hoyer's reaction to missing out on Alex Bregman? Is it okay? He was grateful that he got an opportunity to pursue Bregman, even in a failed bid.
Yeah, obviously disappointed. Great players, great fit. We definitely recognize the opportunity. I was really thankful to Tom and Todd and Laura. You know, I spent a lot of time talking about a pursuit of him, and you know, they were willing to sort of green light us pushing our budget. His free agency, ultimately, like, they got a deal in structure and in amount that we couldn't match.
How do you feel?
It was a little too seat at the table for my liking. I mean, the Cubs should be one of the biggest spending, real big boy, major market teams, right? I don't think anybody wants to hear. I don't know how I would have felt if they had outbid people by $10 million a year. And I kind of feel like, well, they weren't really in the running for him because they were outbid by $10 million a year. But I'm not blaming them over that. It's a lot of money. But I don't know if I want the Cubs to be happy that they got a chance to make a case. I just think that that's...
You think he sounded happy?
No, but I mean, he was grateful that he got the opportunity to pursue him. That I don't think he sounded happy. I'm saying I don't know that that's what you want from, you know, a major league ball club. I mean, wouldn't you prefer to be... hearing that, yeah, we way overpaid for the guy, but boy, we're really going to make a run. I don't know. I'm like I said, I understand why you wouldn't give him that kind of money, but that lacked the ambition that you have to have. All that you did, we tried to make a run at a guy who got stuck on the market, and it didn't work. Ultimately, that's what happened.
Some will say, again, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, in case of your Cubs. Also, Jed continues to have not great body language, looks distraught, looks upset, saying things that he probably feels like he needs to say. I'm grateful and thankful to Tom, Todd, and Laura for giving me the opportunity to have a seat at the table and to be able to pursue a Bregman. But keep in mind that money that was going to be okayed for Bregman, that's not okayed for anything else. That's going back to Tom, Todd, and Laura. Okay, they're out of the deferral game too. something else that came of this that I'm sure we'll get into later. They are still paying John Lester. They are still paying the right fielder, Jason Hayward. They are out of the deferral business. And you wonder how that sits with him. You also wonder how deferrals are sitting with all the owners in Major League
Everybody
Baseball.
Everybody in baseball is having that conversation.
Right. And whether or not that's going to be the real reason. We have to enjoy this baseball season. There may not be baseball next year based on the business of baseball. But did he... I feel
well, it would be 2026 after that season,
right,
is when the CBA would expire.
Right. So it's dicey.
Well, I think that with Jed Hoyer, he's increasingly transparent, and I want to be consistent here. We came in here yesterday somewhat in agreement, not that we have to be in agreement, but I do think there's a belief in fairness. $40 million a year for Alex Bregman would have been considered an overpay. And the Cubs, if they had agreed to $40 million for Alex Bregman, we might have said, wow, they're World Series contenders, but is that money well spent? I think that what Jed was doing was explaining the process and the state of mind and why they missed and how he feels about it. I don't know many executives that would have done that. I don't know how many times we see guys who come out there and just face the questions about why you didn't get somebody. I think that after a couple of high-profile pursuits on the South Side, we have memorable exchanges with Kenny Williams and such, but I just don't know that's always expected. So if we thought yesterday that $40 million a year was too much for Alex Bregman, I'm not going to criticize Jed Hoyer for acknowledging that openly a day later, because I do think he continues to be transparent. I understood what he was saying, and now they have to deal with the reality of not getting who they sought. I would like to see, holding him accountable, what you will do with the money you saved by trading Cody Bellinger. That was a salary dump. That's what I am most concerned about with Jed Hoyer. What will you do with those funds? Because you can't, if you just pocket them, if you just give them back to ownership, then you're not really pursuing everything you can pursue. They took a big swing with Alex Bregman. They missed, and it happens. But I don't think I heard anything yesterday that made me think, wow, you know, that's something that I shouldn't have heard. He faced it head on, and he acknowledged ownership. That's what he should have done. I don't know. His body language, his tone, he sounds like a guy that needs a win right now, and he hasn't had many.
You know, I think that's a question for Jed Hoyer and Tom and Carter.
There's our guy, Ron Coomer, with you guys at 7:25 before he heads out to Arizona. Did Cub fans take another blow on Thursday when the San Diego Padres president of baseball ops, A.J. Preller, seemed to confirm recent reports that the Padres plan to keep Dylan Cease and his expiring $13.75 million contract? Padres recently added Kyle Hart, late of the NC Dinos of the Korean League, acquiring Nick Pivetta from the Red Sox, but not as cover for Dylan Cease.
Now the additions the last couple of days is to supplement what's a really good rotation. You know, I think that's our focus here going forward is having that strong rotation. That's what you need to pitch and having Dylan be a big part of that.
All right, Cub fans, feeling another blow this morning?
That's disappointing, as is disappointing. Dylan Cease would be an addition to any staff and be the ace of many. So if he's not on the market any longer, then that's a blow. Yeah, I'm almost as disappointed about that as Bregman, only because Bregman was Bregman. They had an adequate alternative. Dylan Cease, aces are hard to find too. I think Dylan Cease could have made as big of an impact as Alex Bregman, but if he's off the market, that's unfortunate. I don't know that Michael King, if he's back on the market, or the guy that just signed an extension, makes as big of a dent or moves the needle like Cease would. So, yeah, this was as discouraging as listening to Jed Hoyer explain himself.
Well, yesterday we phrased it, can you miss something that you never had? Oh, but wait a minute, the Cubs did have Dylan
Cease.
I'm
still longing for, 2017 Cease.
So was this one of those, like, let's try to make things right, let's try to make up for an error in earlier judgment? I didn't think this was going to happen. I thought maybe – maybe it would happen later on in the season, maybe towards the All-Star break if the Padres aren't going the way they had hoped. Again, I mean, look at what's in front of them, at least on paper. The Dodgers, right? I mean, so let's see. But again, there's an extra wild card, right? So, again, get in the tournament, anything can happen.
Yeah, I think that what's interesting about this one is this was a fallback position by us, not by the Cubs. I don't know that they were actually in the market for Dylan Cease. They'd been rumored to be interested. Who wouldn't be interested? But I don't know that they were just going to take that money and throw it at Dylan Cease as part of a sign after trade, or they just were going to give up someone for the 13, and then they'd have the expiring contract, kind of the same problem. Bruce said yesterday that when you don't get a hitter, you know, the move is to go get a pitcher. So maybe we jumped on this more than the Cubs did, but I think he'd be a welcome addition to anybody's team, frankly. I think he's a really good pitcher, and I think that it was disappointing to hear that they're keeping him with the Padres. And I wonder how much that will change, because depending on how the season goes, they do have a nice pitching staff. And I understand that that's going to be one of their strengths and they're going to stay with that. But as the season goes on, if anything goes awry, if anything goes awry, then they could certainly try to get something for Cease before that contract expires. So he would be a guy to keep an eye on toward the trade deadline.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Terrific question. Need to get that answered. Don't have it for you today.
Bruce Levine, 825, talking both Cubs, and we'll probably address this question. What do you make of the White Sox signing veteran slugger Joey Gallo to a minor league deal that includes a non-roster invitee to training camp? Would you prefer trying younger guys, or is Gallo immediately as good a power hitter as there is in camp, or did he strike out again while Dustin read the question?
Wow.
I got to tell you, you know, he once was a pretty good entity. He's 31 years old. You know, there's nothing wrong with bringing a guy in and taking a look at him. To me, this is kind of Adam Dunn without the money, right? So, you know, have him come in, hit a few home runs, and give him a golf cart. I think his numbers have dropped pretty significantly, but he's a major league ball player, and they don't have a ton of them in this camp. So I like it. I just like that they're doing anything, and it's a guy who's, you know, whose name you'll look for and see if he's getting better, and if he isn't, then he won't hear from him.
I don't want to whine about it. Tip of the cap to...
Oh, look at you.
Our guy on the text line. They should have Brooks. I'm gonna suggest an Ernest and Julio night out at the ballpark. So while we watch Joey Gallo strike out, we can just drown our sorrows in wine and then jump in Ubers and Lyfts and get our rear ends back to the burbs. Is he a bad card player? And Will Venables looking to take some money off of a bad card player? I don't get this at all. This makes zero sense.
Why? Why? What do you have to lose? It's a zero.
Go with
lose
a younger guy. The Sox have to have some. They got to have some other slugger.
You have to have some reason to go to the game. And if a guy might hit the
Ernest
ball
and Julio Gallo night, have that opening weekend, and then I'll stay home the rest of the year.
This is not. Why and why would you stop whining now?
I mean, that's your strength.
This is a low risk, medium reward proposition and signing. Right. This is a name people recognize. A guy that you're sitting there and you say, "Hey, Dad, didn't he used to be good?" And he might hit a home run, and you might pay more attention to and get yourself a campfire milkshake because you're staying around longer. I don't have any problem with the White Sox doing this and playing him as much as possible because of two reasons. Number one, do they really need another prospect to take a look at? I mean, goodness sakes, their roster, have you seen their infield? I challenge you to name five guys in that infield besides Andrew Vaughn. Number two, this is an opportunity to add another asset in terms of the prospect capital because you can flip him in July if he's got any home run threat at all. So this is not a bad move. It is worth applauding. And I'm curious. And
you need a first baseman that can hit an occasional home run.
That is, I'm not putting up with this Vaughn-y slander.
Pick six.
Oh, this is too compelling and rich. All right, how much of the Four Nations face-off between USA and Finland did you watch, and who was the best player on the ice?
I have to rephrase that question. Who were the best players on the ice? They were brothers, the Tkachuks. Imagine how proud their parents had to have been. They get on the same line in the third period. It's knotted up. Then it's not knotted up. It's four goals in the third period. Goodness sakes, Tkachuks four, Finland one. And then Team USA benefits from that. Best players on the ice were Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. And it wasn't even close. Jack Eichel, I give him credit too. It was just so much fun. Jack Hughes, there's so much talent on this U.S. team. It's fun to watch. Did I watch it? Yes, I was riveted again. I wasn't doing play-by-play. Didn't have to describe it. My son was riveted as well. So this was a lot of fun. I cannot wait for Saturday night, Team USA against Canada in Montreal this weekend before it moves to Boston on Monday. But this is a fun tournament.
The Tkachuks, plural, two of them, brothers. My question is, we talked about this before the show and a little bit during the show off the air. Did anybody else notice a lot of empty seats in Montreal last night. I mean, the night before, absolutely electric.
Well, that was Canada.
Okay, thank you. But, I mean, all of a sudden, like, why is that? What's with all the empty seats? Are American fans not crossing the border? Are Canadian fans not accepting Team USA? It fell a little when you're watching. I'm saying we were watching it from home. We didn't do a remote from Montreal. It was a little flat last night watching it through the television.
I never
maybe the broadcaster
heard to me even one.
Did you notice it? Did you notice the empty seats?
No,
I did not. I didn't either. I mean, that wasn't.
Well, you DVR'd
my takeaway.
It. Look back.
That wasn't my takeaway.
How do you know I DVR'd?
Wasn't my takeaway of the game. I just said the Kachuks were very good, plural. Two.
Well, that was your complaint of the game. I watched the beginning of it, and I enjoyed it, and I have it recorded, and I will probably spend more time with it. I was disappointed for Finland. They scored the first goal of the game. There was like an audible gasp. I don't know if everyone was there, but it was like, oh, you know.
Yes.
And then they got absolutely crushed. And the Kachuks were phenomenal. Eichel was really good too, but there was a great chemistry between the brothers. And it must have been a lot of fun for them to be together on the ice. And they seem very familiar with each other. I think Matthew is the better player. So that's not an insult to anyone, but he didn't score the first goal, but he got his in, and it was pretty good stuff. I just reading different things, the idea is that the U.S. is closing in on Canada, that our group is getting better than theirs, and, it's really kind of an interesting dynamic because it's one of the reasons I really want to watch that. Because this is a preview of next year's Olympics. So what the hell? Let's watch it.
Yeah, I think it's a good question.
That's the voice of Billy Donovan. He'll get his Providence jersey number retired on Saturday. Who's the most accomplished former player among all-time Chicago sports managers and or coaches? Really quick. Sweetener, is this like all-time or current or...
I think all time.
There's a difference, right? Yeah. So I'm saying it's like the people currently as managers or coaches.
I think
or
it makes it more fun if it's all time.
All time. Okay. I just wanted that. I wanted that explained clearly before I get criticized for my answer.
I'm not criticizing your answer.
Well, I haven't given it yet.
Oh.
Are you going to give it?
No, I'm not first.
Oh,
you are.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I am. Okay. I think Dennis Savard.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He's the all-time best. He was a great player in his day, and he saved hockey in this town for a long period of time. And I think that, you know, the obvious answer from an NFL standpoint is Ditka, because he was Mike Ditka, and he was a Hall of Fame tight end. I would say it's hard for me to choose between people. I think Jerry Sloan was like a very important figure in my childhood and a great player. And I mean, like, you know, I'm not counting Red Kerr or George Halas or people that were, you know, kind of, you don't know how good the game was when they played it. I don't mean that as an insult or anything, but I just didn't get to see any of their careers, and I don't know how good they were or what they did. But I know I saw Dennis Savard play, and I think he was just an unbelievable player. And then I'll go with Ditka and Jerry Sloan in that order.
Well, we may as well do the Cubs and Sox now, right?
Yep. Ozzy, you know.
How about a Cub?
Larry Boa?
Oh, I got a Cub.
But he was never the manager of the Cubs, right?
David Ross.
He was never a good player.
Yes, he was. Game 7.
Yeah.
My answer, in the spirit of the question, is the coach.
Yeah.
Because he is the... only, and we can fact check me because that's what we do. Hall of Fame player,
Super Bowl winner, not in Chicago, but he won a championship here, and then coached a championship. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was going to say. Yes.
Sorry,
but Wikipedia.
He did win a championship in '63, right? Something that team.
Yeah, all those are good answers because those are, I think, the guys who stand out in their memories. David Ross, to me. because of that one shining moment that was enduring in Game 7, is he also is in that club. I think he's definitely in that club. As for like the current crop, it would be Billy Donovan's getting his number retired, which made me think, and like, okay, how good is he compared to other former players, especially maybe in Chicago? Craig Council's career was actually pretty good when you start to look at he had a very, for a utility infielder to end with two World Series rings, it's extraordinary.
Well, I mean, Phil Jackson won a ring when he was a player.
It's another very good one. Yeah.
But he wasn't a great player. He was not a starter. He was kind of a six-man type. He had a role.
He had a role on a very good team. And that's kind of like the David Ross part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that like Sloan was a better NBA player.
But you don't always see, and for obvious reasons we talked about, you don't always see great players become great coaches or managers. Usually you see kind of mediocre role players become maybe the best coaches or managers. Maybe because they know how to reach in every part of the locker room or clubhouse, and they understand what it means to kind of develop. It's not as natural for them or as easy.
I mean, I don't even know the guy's name. Is it Frank Chance? You know, Tinkers to Evans to Chance? That guy was a manager. That guy was a player of a very famous triple play combination. And didn't he manage the Sox at one point?
Good. That's a good project for the break.
I'm just saying there's some different cats out there that we probably – Lou Piniella. I mean, there were a lot of – you know, I like the idea, Ozzy, man. I mean, he won a World Series manager. It's pretty good. All right. 3-1-2.
We got one more question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Molly,
I got a question for you and Hawk.
9 o'clock, Jared Payton, what did you make of the CBS Sports doing a redraft of 2024's NFL draft and not including Rome Odunze, who did not make the top 32? The redraft has the Bears landing Jaden Daniels number one, Malik Nabers number nine, Caleb Williams goes number two to those Commanders in Washington.
Yeah, not much. It's a redraft and mock draft season. I'm more interested in the mock drafts and redrafts because I'm not quite sure what it says about anything. Rome Odunze is going to be a number one wide receiver. He did not have a great rookie year. It's fair to wonder if they could have gone another direction based on the roster, but I still believe that Rome Odunze could have, just like Caleb Williams, they are off to the start they envisioned. But I don't think that with Ben Johnson's arrival, that tells me that they're going to continue on that path. I think they're going to be guys who both enjoy resurgent seasons.
I love this kind of stuff. I think it's really interesting. It's, of course, it's nonsense. It's never going to happen, but it's something to definitely look at and consider. I would disagree, quite frankly, with the quick notice of this, and I hope that Matt Miller, who was on the station last night with Rami, is right, and that we are going to see a great sophomore season from Rome Odunze.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think what they did, I think they had the Giants who took Malik Nabers. They had them taking the quarterback, Bo Nix. So they had them taking a quarterback that wound up going fairly late. You know what was good about it is they had the Bears taking Jaden Daniels, and then they had Washington taking Caleb. So it wasn't like Caleb fell that far, you know, just one pick. But I think they were kind of trying to replace receivers with receivers, that kind of thing, based on who had a good rookie year, et cetera. I don't read much into it in terms of the future for Rome Odunze, but I did think he was going to have a better season than he had. I did. I mean, that's not insulting him, or that's not, you know, we're taking into account everything that went wrong and all that. I just thought he would be more impactful and there would be more kind of jump balls in his direction. But I'm sure there will be in the future. I think there's plenty of examples of receivers that didn't just come out of the gate and be the Puka Nacua type. So I wouldn't worry about it personally.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.